Mark Wahlberg is a successful Hollywood actor. His recent film is Father Stew. Has anyone seen that? A couple of people, maybe? It's a true life story about a roughneck boxer who becomes a Catholic priest. And Mark Wahlberg is an oddity in the Hollywood film industry in that he is a devout, faithful Catholic and still a successful Hollywood actor. It's kind of like mutually exclusive these days. And in a recent interview, he talks about how his son received the sacrament of confirmation, that superabundant outpouring of the Holy Spirit's in the sacrament of confirmation. Congratulations to my son Michael on making his confirmation, and on all young people out there who were confirmed and taking their relationship with the Lord into their adulthood. What a commitment you guys have made. They think Dad's crazy and he is boring. But even with my faith, I do not force it on them. But they know that Dad can't start the day without being in prayer, can't start the day without reading my scripture and going to Mass, and hopefully, instead of forcing on them, they'll say, well, if it works for Dad, maybe it'll work for us, and they'll gravitate towards it on their own. You see, you have to live your faith. You give example of the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. And when you do so, others will follow. How do you perform the mighty works of God? Jesus gives his disciples and us instructions on how to live our Christian lives. Go out to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and to teach them all that I have commanded you. Proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick nor sack nor money, and let no one take a second tunic. Feed my sheep, whose sins you forgive are forgiven. Keep the commandments. Remember, all of you are baptized as a priest, a prophet, and a king. How do you fulfill that threefold office? And you know what the most difficult task you have to perform is? Love your neighbor. It's interesting. We've got three commandments about loving God and seven commandments about loving neighbor. It seems that we are burdened with many things. The Catholic Church is the church of the thou shalt nots. Too onerous, too restrictive on our own personal desires. If anyone ever says that, you Catholics don't have any, that's a lie. That's the first lie of Satan. Don't believe it. Jesus is the truth. All of God's revelation, the covenants he established, are meant to set us free from sin, to save us. They are the prescriptions for life. Now, if you have high blood pressure or high cholesterol, or both, what does the doctor do? Well, he gives you a prescription, right? Take the little pills. What else? Now, he gives you all those little pamphlets, you know, all those little extra pamphlets, you know, tell you what to eat. Eat this, not that. What exercises do you have to do? How many miles to walk? You know, you got to take that extra step. Same thing with your faith. The Eucharist. Take once a week every Sunday, daily if able. Is that the only thing? No. The divine physician has given us so much more to be spiritually healthy. Make use of the sacraments. If you haven't been in that little room there in over a month, guess what? It's time to go. Trust me, it's easy. And the more times you do it, the easier it gets. That's what the sacraments are, a taste of divine life now in our earthly reality to prepare us for the heavenly reality. If you take your cholesterol and blood pressure meds and don't exercise and you keep eating those double cheap bacon, double cheeseburgers, are you going to be healthy? You know, Mr. Jacobs is going to come knocking on your door soon, okay? Same thing with your soul. You got to be active. You got to be healthy. Because you know what? There's no such thing as a passive Christian. You got to exercise your soul. I got into a discussion with an evangelical Christian who tried to explain to me the theology of once saved, always saved. That's actually a Protestant theology, is that once you are saved, you're going straight to heaven, and you don't have to worry about anything for the rest of your life. I thought God gave us free will to choose to follow him or to reject him, and that when I do reject him, you know, I can either go one place or the other. And we can get into a deep theological discussion about that later, but you know, we still got to be, because Satan is always trying to pull us down instead of reaching for God. So going back to my original question, how are you going to perform the mighty works of God? How are you going to be an active Christian? Today, we celebrate the great feast day of Pentecost. This is the end of the Easter season. The descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles, giving them the power to do mighty works in his name, and it's manifested in the gift of tongues. In the waning days of Easter, nearing his ascension, Jesus tells his disciples of the coming of the Advocate, the Paraclete, to be with us always. And he is. The gift of the Holy Spirit empowers the apostles and us to continue to do his works. That is why we must call upon him to send the Holy Spirit to help us in all things we do in his name. And even just before we celebrated Mass, you know, we're standing in the sacristy and saying, "Dear Heavenly Father, send your Holy Spirit upon us so that we may be mindful of our duties and give you fitting worship and praise through the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Whenever I sit down to write my homily, I always say, "Dear Lord Jesus, send your Holy Spirit upon me that I faithfully break open your word and speak with the eloquence the words you have entrusted to my care." That's how you do good things. That's how you do great things in his name. We may not have the gift of tongues. That's why we need to be constantly discerning the gifts that are given to us throughout our lives. Probably one of the more valuable lessons I learned at the Mature Gentlemen's Seminary, that's old guys, by the way, is that maturity is an ongoing process. Evolution of our gifts is an ongoing process. So some gifts may not manifest themselves initially in our lives. Got to learn how to use them. And don't be jealous of others. I've told you this before. You know, if you're jealous of others, you're saying to God, "I don't like what you have given me. I want what you gave him." Boy, that's being ungrateful. Coveting your neighbor's gifts. I think there's a sin about that. So when you have your gifts, use them. And again, as you journey through life, you'll discover more. You know, it took me 35, 38 years to finally figure out that I was being called to something greater. So ask the Holy Spirit to help manifest your talents to accomplish God's will, to baptize, to teach, to go out to all nations with a walking stick, not a second tunic. You know, at the Last Supper, Jesus instituted the Eucharist and the priesthood. But with the gift of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, we celebrate the birth of the church. So there's a little Catholic trivia question for you. When do we institute the Eucharist, the priesthood, Last Supper? When is the birth of the church? Pentecost. This day, we celebrate the empowerment, the fire alight in our souls that gives us the strength to be active Christians.